know that this too sullied flesh would melt, thaw, and resolve itself into a dew? Or that the Everlasting had not fixed his cannon against self-slaughter? Oh, God! God! How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Fiont. Ah, fi. 'Tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed. Things rank and gross in nature possess it merely that it should come to this. But 2 months dead. Nay, not so much, not two. So excellent a king that was to this Hyperion to a satyr. So loving to my mother that he might not beteem the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth must I remember. Why, she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on. And yet, within a month. Let me not think on't. Frailty, thy name is woman. A little month, or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body like Niobe, all tears. Why, she, even she. Oh, God, a beast that wants discourse of reason would have mourned longer. Married with mine uncle, my father's brother, but no more like my father than I to Hercules, within a month. Ere yet the salt of most unrighteous tears had left the flushing of her galled eyes, she married. Oh, most wicked speed to post with such dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot come to good. But break my heart, for I must hold my tongue.
Thank you.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep, no more, and by asleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die, to sleep. To sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes. When he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin, who would these fardels bear? To grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have then fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus The native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought. And enterprises of great pitch and moment, with this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha!